Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. Earnestly I seek you. My soul follows hard after you. Ask yourself, is there still a part of you that's resisting this? That's saying, I don't think I need to change. My prayers are okay. I don't think I need to add this into my life. I don't know if I want to do this extended prayer stuff. It's too hard. If you're still resisting and you still need some motivation, Jesus knew you would need that, so he gives us some motivation. Then verse 6. He says, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, pray to your Father who's unseen, and then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. He'll reward you for praying. Now, does that surprise you? That God would offer you a reward for praying? What is praying? It's asking God for stuff. You get a reward for that? On Judgment Day, God will present you this wonderful reward. You know, it's going to be handing you stuff, and he'll give you one, and you're going to say, well, what is this for? And he's going to say, well, that one's for when you were generous to this person in need, this poor person that you took care of, and you're generous. So, okay, all right. Well, what are those over there? What are those for? You're giving me that pile. What's that for? And he says, well, that's because during your life on earth, you ask me for stuff all the time. You say, well, let me get this straight. I just asked you for stuff? He says, yeah, you remember that time back in August of 2010? You wanted something and you asked me for it and then I gave it to you? Yeah? Well, that's what this reward is for. I asked you for something in 2010, August 2010. You gave it to me, and now here on the Day of Rewards, you're going to give me this magnificent treasure that I'm going to enjoy for all of eternity just because I asked you for something and you gave it to me? Yes, exactly. Is that amazing to you? God rewards us for asking for stuff. God rewards us just for talking to him. When Judgment Day comes, you will be glad for every moment that you spent during your life praying. You're going to be saying, oh, I'm so glad I did that. You're going to be rewarded. Why? Why does God reward prayer? Well, two things. One, he rewards it because he loves it. He rewards things he loves. That's just the overflow of his heart. He loves it. He loves it when we pray to him. Except for your prayers, right? He doesn't care much for those. Is that what you're thinking? Some of you? You know, in Psalm 141, the psalmist makes an outrageous request. A request that many Christians wouldn't ever dream of having the boldness to ask. Psalm 141:2, he says, may my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. That's a pretty bold prayer. God prescribes these various sacrifices as acceptable worship, and he says to the people, when you offer these prayers and these evening sacrifices and all these things, that it comes to me, it's a sweet-smelling savor to me. I love it. It's enjoyable. Brought me pleasure. And so the psalmist says, God, I want my own personal prayers to be like that, to just bring you all this pleasure. I'm asking that when I come before you and lift up my hands in worship and prayer, my prayers and worship would rise up to heaven and be like those offerings that you prescribed in your word. They'd be sweet-smelling incense and bring you pleasure and delight. Is that far-fetched prayer? Would you ever pray that? Do you think if you did pray that, God would answer that prayer, and it really would? Does it seem like a fairy tale that God would enjoy hearing you pray? It's not a fairy tale. Revelation 5:8, the four living creatures and the 24 elders were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Revelation 8:3, another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of only the top flight saints and the spiritual giants. Is that what it says? No. It says, he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints. God loves your prayers. And if you study Revelation 8, you'll find an astonishing thing. Those prayers are what God uses to bring about the end. The final conclusion of all things is affected through the prayers of the saints. He loves them. He loves them because it's a good thing to pray to God. Praying to God is an action of righteousness. It's like feeding a hungry person or proclaiming the gospel or taking care of a sick person or visiting someone in prison. Prayer is righteousness. And for some people, that's very counterintuitive. Feeding the hungry seems like a good deed. Asking God for stuff doesn't. But you see, what makes something good or righteous is faith, right? And prayer is an action of faith. And faith is what pleases God, Hebrews 11:6. Faith is such a wonderful, it's such a rich and wonderful aspect of a relationship. Trusting, relying, delighting in advance, clinging to, all that. It showcases God's goodness, and that's what makes it so holy and righteous. So God rewards prayer because prayer is an act of faith. That's one reason why he rewards it. Another reason why he rewards it is just simply as an incentive to pray. He wants us to pray. He knows it's hard. He knows we're resisting. And there's something in our flesh that says, no, I don't want to have to do that. And so he says, look, if you just do it and I'll reward you. So it's an incentive. God is just generous by nature. Like he anytime he calls us to do anything that costs us anything, he always will reimburse us for that. He's always going to 1,000 times repay us. And prayer is something that costs us, right? It's hard. It costs you something. It costs us one of our most valuable and prized commodities, time. It takes time. Not only that, it costs effort. It requires energy and thought and discipline. It's hard. It costs us our leisure for sure. And whenever serving God costs you anything, even if it's costing you something that's just temporal and minuscule, God promises to repay that 1,000-fold. That's just his generous nature. And so he promises a reward for prayer. And he expects that promise to motivate us. So command number one, authentic prayer. Don't pray like the hypocrites. Command number two, planned prayer. Go into your room. Go and pray somewhere. And then the promise, your Father will reward you.
Yesterday, I suggested you come up with a sentence you could attach to your prayers to remind yourself about God's presence. Today, I want to suggest you come up with another sentence, this one, to remind yourself of the pleasure God will be deriving from the prayer you're about to offer, and the rewards he will someday give you for it because of that pleasure. Get in the habit of attaching that sentence to your prayers as well.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.